I wanted you to open up your brain and exercise your mind in the same way. Take a deep breath. It's all very important. So we're looking at herbal therapies as a piecemeal contribution here to what we're trying to accomplish, and I want you to keep it in mind that way. I have no financial disclosures. So Alzheimer's disease is fairly complex. The epidemiology is... it's written up well. There's lots of research on it. About 10% of Americans over 65 can expect it. It increases about, it doubles about every 5 years after that, the incidence. The world estimate is 115 million by 2050. These are just estimates because things are expanding rather rapidly. It's a little more in females than males. I suspect it's because they live a little longer, but maybe it's because they have to put up with men. I don't know. And the thing that I thought was very interesting was the contribution, 11.2% years living with disability, more than cancer, more than cardiovascular disease. This is a serious problem that affects us economically as well as lifestyle and quality of life, and the caregivers as well. Risk factors, this is not really about risk factors, so I'm going to do it very quickly. The categories that are listed in a couple of the references: vascular inflammatory, so we're talking about cardiovascular disease, atherosclerosis, metabolic diseases, diabetes, and so forth. Lifestyle, we're talking about smoking, excessive alcohol, sedentary. Nutritional, we're talking about diet, we're talking about supplementation, deficits. Toxins, we're talking about the toxic soup in which all of us live, breathe, and inhabit. Non-modifiable, so-called, are genetic, which we know now is really not non-modifiable. Age, which is not modifiable, it just means you've got this longevity of accumulation of issues that have been going on. And family history, which is really genetics. And we also know that if your parents have it, you don't have to have it, or your siblings. So the opportunity exists within the history and the exam in a typical chiropractic practice. One of the most common things is, where are my keys? I forgot my keys. Or I walk into a room and go, what am I doing in this room? And I have to go back to where I started and say, oh yeah, I went in there to find my keys. So that's these kind of issues that come up historically. And you have to sometimes ask family members because the person either doesn't remember they have a problem or doesn't want to admit it, etc. And within the physical exam, there are specifics as well. One of those is gait. There are some really good references that attach the differences in gait. Basically, when there's cognitive dysfunction, there's a slowness of the gait, there's a dysfunctional gait, and sit-to-stand tests. So these are kind of standard things that we do anyway, especially with older people when we're looking for low back pain, disability, and so forth. Now, there are outcome assessments. There's two that I kind of favored. They're really simple. The mini mental state exam and Montreal cognitive, one page you can train your people to do, and it gives you a kind of an immediate snapshot status. None of the things that we're talking about, including the ones that you follow, are definitive, and like the definitive test is called an autopsy. It's a little late to put in treatment then. So what we have to do is look for what the risk factors are and where it's going. Lab tests, we look for inflammation. That's a big thing. The CSF markers, sometimes the plaques that form the pieces of the peptides will be found in the CSF. There are genetic markers. You can do specific genetic testing. Again, this is a whole other lecture to do. Hemoglobin A1C, because of the connection with dementia, with diabetes mellitus. In fact, there are places calling this, Susan Delamont calls this diabetes type 3. Because of the great connection with what goes on in the brain with respect to glucose and insulin resistance, etc. And there's a paper I found on iron, low iron. Now, I'm not saying that everybody who's anemic has dementia or is going to have dementia, but I'm saying there's associations. And, of course, with thyroid as well. Imaging, I would recommend that you learn to find somebody who's a radiologist and work with them if you have suspicions. The imaging is, again, not definitive, but it's getting better and better. And the SPECT exam has a specific way of doing it in which they could determine glucose utilization in the brain. So the clinical interventions medically are drugs. and they don't work so well, memantine and some of the other ones. Mostly they try to inhibit acetylcholinesterase. The non-medical environmental diet, lifestyle, and supplements, we're going to talk just briefly about one of those types of supplements, and I'm only covering some of the herbs which can be utilized that way. So I'm going to. I kind of rearranged the whole thing this morning because I thought about it in a little different way. So there's these three herbs here: the bacopa, vinpocetine, or huperzine A, and then there's ginkgo biloba, green tea, and boswellia, and there's curcumin, which everybody probably uses for some kind of musculoskeletal complaint. Between that and boswellia. So the way I reorganized it is in terms of thinking of it in terms of the pathological or pathophysiological changes and what kind of things can be done with it. Some of these herbs actually have fairly unique kind of things that they do. The vinpocetine, for example, will help to lower blood pressure. It'll also help to lower glucose. But it's the only one of these, this set that I chose, that actually lowers blood pressure. So with the connection with hypertension, that's kind of an important value. The huperzine A, again, a unique action of the huperzine A is that it helps to... It has a direct action on the mitochondria, so it affects energy production and energy utilization. And this, of course, is part of the picture that goes on with the gait and so forth. Huperzine A, by the way, is used in China and organized and authorized by the state organization, which is their FDA, as a drug for Alzheimer's disease. So it's highly regarded there, and it has many kinds of functions. There are, the boswellia. All of them, almost all of them, many of them, have either anti-inflammatory or some kind of antioxidant activity. And by the antioxidant activity, it also means that, for example, bacopa regenerates SOD. SOD is one of the main antioxidants next to glutathione that's produced. If you can regenerate that SOD, that helps with the oxidation process, which is destroying those neurons. So that's a separate thing. But boswellia also moderates autoimmune disease. It's an interesting thought that Alzheimer's disease might be related as an autoimmune process as well. There's such an increase in autoimmune activity, which we often relate to the gut. Most of the other ones, vinpocetine and vinpocetine and ginkgo are also important in increasing blood perfusion for the brain. So you can see the connections with blood perfusion and also antioxidant and also hypoxia. Hypoxia is one of the issues that occur here as well. And there are a few of them that work against the plaque formation, the APP plaquing that occurs, which causes a lot of the destructive behaviors. Most of these that I talked about have good research. I use Natural Standard also as a reference. I would recommend it to all practitioners. When you're going to prescribe things, it gives you not only the quality of evidence that's available, A, B, C, D, but it also gives you what kind of interactions there are, whether it promotes deficiencies. And I like your reference, too. I bet you got some in there. We'll make sure there's more. So I pose this question to you. Why us? Why would a chiropractor be interested in that? I want to adjust the neck and the low back. So I would say that, first of all, that's not all we do, and there's plenty of evidence that says it doesn't just do that. We are integrative. Those are integrals. We are integrated practitioners. We know all about other kinds of practices. We refer back and forth to other practices. We co-manage, and we are not strangers to herbs and to other kinds of nutritional products. Therefore, we're a natural, so to speak, for that kind of practice. Thank you.